you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you on one engine from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east live. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you're done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or crabdiving.com. In whatever capacity you are receiving this, we appreciate the eclipsing fuck out of it. Going to be here for the next couple of hours. The reason I chuckled earlier, Ryan is not here. You guys are stuck with me for the next couple of hours, pontificating away. Ryan is hurtling literally back, possibly, I don't know if he's in the sky right now or not, but coming back from a series of very important meetings out on the coast. And he will be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, back here in the co-poobah's seat. But for now, you got me. Talking about all kinds of shit that's going on here. Don't forget, you could tweet during the show at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out and shit. The reason I chuckled during the intro is I was thinking, when I say if your ear holes are sucking us in out east, it just doesn't sound the same if I say where your ear holes are sucking me in out east. I don't know. I just had to have a laugh at that point. Anyway, there was a... Holy crap. The sky done darkened for a little bit here in the Redneck Riviera. And it was pretty cool. I mean, I didn't, you know, look up at it. Unlike our commander-in-chief, the imbecile in the Oval Office. In fact, I think that might even... I saw the headline a couple seconds ago, so I'm blowing the wad on the headline.
These mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
So from the Crab Diving News Studios deep within the Pensacola Bunker, Dateline, August the 21st, 2017, the year of our Lord. These are your headlines. So, over to that commie pinko rag, the HuffPost. Sure enough, still the headline has a photograph of Melania Trump standing on a balcony, I guess at the White House, with Don, our president, and she's got dark sunglasses on. I don't know if they're actual, you can look at the eclipse without frying your eyeballs kind of sunglasses. I think not. She's not looking up, but Donald J. Trump is not only looking up at the eclipse with nothing on his eyes, he's squinting, he's also pointing at it. And the headline at the HuffPost says, "Don't look, he looked." President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania, it says over at the HuffPost, were among the Americans to check out the total eclipse on Monday. The Trumps, along with Barron, their son, watched the eclipse from the Truman Balcony. I wonder why they call it the Truman Balcony. If did Harry and Bess, do it out on the balcony? The Trump, it says, briefly stole a glance at the sun without protective glasses, something many people, including scientists, well, there you go, fake news, fake science. People have experienced some eye problems after having done that, that you shouldn't look at an eclipse because you're going to fry your eyes. They did put on some glasses that there's pictures. If you scroll farther down, you could see all three, Barron and the president and Melania, looking up wearing their shielded glasses so they can take a look at what it looked like over in Washington. Here in Pensacola, it was a little cloudy, pretty cloudy. The sun did peek through in a couple of spots, and I was able to not look but see the witness in one capacity the really kind of cool eclipse that we had. And I was thinking, I was laying on the hammock in the crab diving compound and not looking up, and I was thinking about how many people, because I've got some stories here of different right-wing nut job preachers and shit that are using the eclipse like it's the fucking Stone Age and talking about it like it's some kind of sign from God or some portent proof, whatever, that God's pissed off about, I don't know, Sharia law, people touching each other's buttholes and stuff like that. And a couple of them, I think there's one out there that said that, well, darkness has fallen because of how mean people are to Trump. What the fuck is going on in this country? But I was sitting out there in the backyard thinking, goddamn, here on the Redneck Riviera, I there's probably people, possibly within earshot, that are thinking that what happened in the sky today is some kind of sign from God, despite the fact that it was well predicted. I don't know what the fucking Mayans. You can go back to the Mayans, and they knew it was going to happen today. So using that science and shit, the whole country went eclipse crazy. I think it's over by now. And it was pretty cool. It was cool to watch online. It was cool to watch kind of here live. It wasn't a total eclipse here. It was a little more partial. We're not in the middle of I forget what the mileage is, 17 mile wide or something like that, swath that it cuts through. A lot of science today about how quickly the main shadow passes, how it changes the speed on the ground because of, you know, curvature and shit. I'd love to see how the flat earthers explain that. I'm sure there's an explanation. It's just like anything you can call Ken Ham, and any refutation of anything that proves that the Bible is not literally true, Ken Ham has some kind of tap dance, some kind of verbal jujitsu, not spelled J-E-W, of course, and we'll be able to somehow worm his way out of that shit. So that's the headline over at the HuffPo, is in regards to the total eclipse that we had today. First one in since, I don't know, what, the 70s in this part, or witnessed at all in the United States. And there was I think it's, they said 9,900 years or something like that since one kind of traversed the whole U.S. like today's did. Sure enough, over at the Drudge Report, even at the Drudge Report, they make it sound like it's a portent. There's a picture of the eclipse and says, "The day with darkness." Let's see what the headline there goes to. It says, Americans are dazzled as the eclipse turns day into night. Millions of Americans, this is from the Associated Press, gazed in wonder through telescopes, cameras, and disposable protective glasses as the moon blotted out the sun in the first full-blown solar eclipse to sweep the U.S. from coast to coast in nearly a century. So there you go. A good day where I guess we're not hearing about Russia or white supremacists or Nazis or any of the other shit that is drizzling out of the orange butthole that's festering in the Oval Office. Little bit of Festivus in the, if we want to check those are your headlines. It's all about the eclipse, which I'm kind of okay with. Science and shit. Hopefully the wonders of today's eclipse will inspire a whole bunch of kids to not be dumb fucks and go out and like study science and reality and shit like that. Real Donald Trump on the Twitter. Like I said, just a tiny bit of Festivus today. Last night, he tweeted out, heading back to Washington after working hard and watching some of the worst and most dishonest fake news reporting I've ever seen. Festivus screaming, with his tiny little orange hands on his iPhone. Then he tweeted out, thoughts and prayers are with our Navy sailors aboard the USS John McCain. Research and rescue efforts are underway. So, yeah, sailors, I believe, still missing horribly after a collision between one of our destroyers and some kind of merchant vessel. Search and rescue efforts are continuing in coordination with the local authorities. The Royal Malaysian Navy has joined in the search. Donald Trump, I know at one point his first reaction, if I can find that real quick, I remember he was getting some criticism over, his first reaction to hearing the news about this collision, that he said something like, oh, well, that's really too bad. Oh, that's too bad. this is the discourse that we're getting out of the White House. Oh, wow. Oh, that's too bad. Hey, what did Mika say about me today? How does her face look? Trump then tweeted, somebody then told him, Don, you can't, you gotta say something better than this horrible, wow, that's too bad. So at a few hours later, he tweeted, thoughts and prayers I wish are with the U.S. Navy sailors aboard the USS John McCain. This morning, 8 hours ago, Festivus woke up, and Jerry Falwell of Liberty University was fantastic on Fox and Friends. There we go. Monday morning, hard at work at fucking Bedminster. Don Trump wakes up and listens to fucking Ducey, Kilmeade, and Ainsley Earhart in the morning. Those three morons. And one of the interviews that they had on was Jerry Falwell Jr. of Liberty University, who you may remember proudly proclaimed that he is a pistol-packing pastor kind of all the time, and a fervent Trump licker, Trump supporter, faux Christian. I don't know how anyone with two brain cells that fire logically can somehow justify being a Christian if you read the actual Christian text, especially what that Jesus dude said, how you could justify today's republicanism with Christianity at all is an amazing kind of Bannon-like cocksucking of yourself. You twist around so hard. Shortly after that, Donald Trump retweeted somebody who I don't think is anybody. It just had 7,000 followers now, but who knows how many it had before Trump retweeted this person. And all it says is MAGA and a fake name of some sort, just a name. It's Aroliso at Aroliso is only following five people, but this person said, every single day, the fake news media trying to take you down. You never falter. You always stand strong. Somehow Trump saw that tweet and retweeted it and said, thank you. The very dishonest fake news media is out of control. Once again, his big bad wolf is the media, and this is what's going to happen in 2018, and definitely if this guy survives till 2020, even if he doesn't get a primary, I'm sure he's going to get primaried. I just can't imagine anybody putting up with this and not trying to primary him on that Republican side in 2020. But even if he doesn't get a primary challenge, this will be his main attack is the media. He just keeps trying to discredit the media. Anything they say about me is wrong unless that's true, unless I like it. I mean, then it's true. Scary the way he goes after the media. And people are buying this bullshit. I guess we can get to this right now. There's a tape out there. A tape. There's one of them gramophone things out there. There's a recording. You know they can make your sounds stick around now. It's of a message that was left on somebody's voicemail. This is the dude who ghost wrote The Art of the Deal, Donald Trump's autobiography, quote, whatever, about him, his fantastic attitude in business and all things, golf, cricket, everything. And he's got big, giant hands. But this guy now spent so much time with Trump, and he knows Trump is full of shit. And he's going around saying that he thinks that Trump will be resigning pretty soon. Tony Schwartz is his name. He was the ghostwriter for The Art of the Deal. He hung out with Trump for a really, really long time to write that and had all kinds of access. And this is years ago, obviously. But he got a pretty good picture of Schittler in his slightly earlier days. He had said that he thought Trump will be resigning, I think he said, before Christmas. Somehow he thinks Trump is going to resign, and in order to somehow save face, that's kind of the only way to win. Tony Schwartz tweeted, "The circle is closing at blinding speed. Trump is going to resign and declare victory before Mueller and Congress leave him no choice." I don't know what declaring victory means, but he also tweeted Trump's presidency is effectively over. Would be amazed if he survives till the end of the year. More likely he resigns by fall, if not sooner, Tony Schwartz tweeted. And Bannon kind of said the same thing a little bit. I'm going to get to Bannon later. I've got a pretty big Bannon block about what's going on with that blowfish, bloviating blowfish of hate over there, who's back and giddy, apparently, ready to lock and load and take on the libtards that are, he thinks he doesn't have to be Mr. Nice Guy anymore. He doesn't have to be Mr. Civil. Doesn't have to answer to anybody anymore. He may be crawling around with those Mercers and maybe the Sinclair right-wing nut job network of television, local television stations. They may all cozy into some giant, horrible jacuzzi and let each other's DNA flow over each other and put together some kind of a new network that's to the right of Fox News. I've got that story coming up in a minute, although I just kind of told it. Tony Schwartz, writer of Art of the Deal, said he predicts that Trump is going to somehow claim a victory before he's just totally... totally torn down. He said, think of Trump as a toddler with reactive attachment disorder and therefore in a permanent virulent tantrum. His development ended at age 7. He later added, remember that every time Trump criticizes and demeans someone, he is projecting a deep sense of inadequacy and self-hatred onto others. So this guy was out on a bunch of the shows talking about his tweets and how much he knows Trump and why he thinks that Trump is going to resign and try to find a way out. And like the pigeon plays chess with, you know, that meme that's out there, run around, knock down all of the pieces and declare victory. That's kind of what Trump is going to do. And then maybe go off and I don't know, maybe still in good stead with Bannon. Maybe he'll join the Bannon network if he can stay out of jail and become some kind of a shit slinger over there. We have a so there's this download. There's this, you have to download it. It's over, I think they had it over at the Dropbox or something like that. But this is a Trump supporter. Tony Schwartz got a voicemail from this person, and it really just kind of sums up this insane fucking base of Trump's. So many of the arguments, and it's just goddamn fucking terrifying. I don't know who it's from. It's a woman. She surprisingly did not leave her name, but she left this guy the following voicemail, as soon as I can get this mofo to start a playing. Don't forget you can help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. We don't bombard your ear holes with a whole bunch of advertisements. We will... I'm sorry, I'm doing five different things at once here. Yeah, you can help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media by buying shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, whatever you get, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Thanks to those that have. A bunch of guys have been using our Amazon link, and that it really does help out. Thank you so much. We appreciate the hell out of it. I'm hemming and hawing here because computer is taking its sweet time right now to get this audio file going. But Schwartz, the author, this woman, she opens up saying, so I read this little article on the Yahoo. And if you ever, by the way, if you're into what I seem to enjoy a whole bunch is going and reading comments, the comment sections, it's really actually, if you're in a really good mood and you want to actually wallow in despair over the sake of the state of humanity now, go read the comments at a few of these places like The Blaze, Breitbart, of course, and Yahoo News. Surprisingly, there's, I think, a massive amount of bots on the Yahoo News say some really horrific shit. Unsurprising, maybe, that this woman is on Yahoo News. Let me see. This might actually be it. Let's see if we got it going right here.
Yes, this is for Tony Schwartz. I read his little article on the Yahoo about how Trump is going to resign in a couple of months. Well, let me tell you something. Trump would never resign. You see, some people, they mature from 1987, and they grow up and become men, not transvestites, okay?
What? So, I guess she's talking about the fact that the book was written in 1987, so... Obviously, the Trump that Tony Schwartz knew, the dickhole, shyster, fraud, backstabbing, lying philanderer, insecure little man baby that Tony Schwartz knew in 1987 has evolved. He was, what, 40 back then or something like that? He's evolved. He's 71 now. Oh, he's evolved. Nothing has evolved about Trump.
And they grow up and become men, not transvestites, okay? So so.
Okay. I don't know where that comes from. They grow up to become men and not transvestites. I don't know who she's talking about. I don't think Tony Schwartz, the author, I don't believe he dresses up in women's clothing. So I don't know what she's going for here. Just some shrapnel, some collateral damage for the trans community.
Transvestites, okay? So Trump, he's probably laughing when he read your article because we know why you don't like him. All you CEOs think that you're going to, all we did was bail you out. Obama funneled money to you. You stole it from the American people. You wrote yourself a check. You stole everything, gave it away to everybody, and used the United States of America like a parasite to fund your own agenda. Well, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you wholeheartedly, crazy person. Not Obama though. I don't know where that comes from. But she is right about what the system is doing, about how rich people, she blames Obama first of all for bailing out the big business and bailing out the banks and the CEOs when that shit was signed by George W. Bush. I think Obama finally signed the bailout of the auto industry. I could be getting my history fucked up, but I thought that was pretty much decided too, and that both McCain and Obama ran on pro bailing out said industries, that they were for the bailouts regardless. And that's another argument to be had. There are those who say that we should have gone Iceland's way and let the banks fail, let them fuck up, and do some jailing, do a whole bunch of jailing. But of course, not in America. Rich white people ain't going to get no jail time. So when she says that they wrote themselves a check and all that stuff, yes, we agree. Bernie would say the same goddamn thing. But instead, how do you justify electing one of them? One of the worst of them. He's known as a cheat even among them. They consider him to be a big fraud and a circus master. Why would you think he's going to be better? Because you bought into it. Because you opened your mouths like birds. And depending on what your favorite taste of worm is, whether it's your racism, whether it's your, oh my God, they're killing babies, whether it's the gay marriage is making me not be able to tolerate life, whatever the hell your ridiculous single issue is or multitude of, he told you what you wanted to hear, even though he's a known fucking liar and you fell for it.
States of America.
And this is terrifying, this cult, this woman. She possibly, I like to think that she's probably a very nice person in the community. And if you bumped into her at any other time, she would be a kind, wonderful person. Of course, if you're white and straight. But the cultification of this Trumpanzee monster that's in the White House, I don't understand it at all. They used to talk about the Obama cult and say, you're just an Obama bot and shit like that. And I never met anybody. I met people who really, really loved them some Obama, but would still maybe criticize him on one thing or another thing. I really didn't meet anyone who was like, Obama can do no wrong. But these people are literally saying Trump can do no wrong. And then you've got these evangelical fucknuts who are out there saying that not only can he do no wrong, he's some sort of minion from their lord, some little crotch drizzle that fell from their deity, and he's been anointed, or he's some new prophet or something. That's creepy as fuck. And then you get people like this who are propagandized and brainwashed on faux fucking news. Steve Doocy in the morning. Oh my God. Hannity and all those guys. Jabba the Gun.
Like a parasite to fund your own agenda. Well, that's not happening anymore. We will never leave him for anything in this world. Do you understand? All Obama gave us is Ebola on American soil.
All Obama gave us is Ebola on American soil. I'm just going to let that one, I'm going to repeat it and just let it go. It's even too moronic and stupid. First of all, you get the disease wrong. And Obama gave it to us?
This is Ebola on American soil. He disappeared in the greatest oil spill in American history, which I think he caused intentionally.
He disappeared in the greatest oil spill in the century, which she thinks, by the way, BT Dubs, for those of you who are hip to the lingo, Obama caused somehow. So Obama caused, I'm assuming she's talking about the BP oil spill, which affected four blocks away from where some of the crab diving activities happen. I'm reminded of that MSNBC promo now with Carter Page. I could have met him, and it might have possibly been in Cleveland. So this BP oil spill, I wasn't aware that Obama had caused it. That's a new one on me. Even in the right wing nut jobosphere, which we put on hazmat suits and lower ourselves into daily for the sakes of this show, I don't even remember hearing that one. I'm going to have to look that one up now.
American history, which I think he caused intentionally. He gave us transvestites that we look like a national freak show out of a sideshow of a circus.
He gave us transvestites. Obama, did you know that before 2008, everybody, there were no transgender, no trans, and I'm assuming that's what she's talking about, saying transvestites. Seriously, I would love to ask this woman, what exactly does she fear about a, quote, transvestite? They have existed. Transgender people have existed for a long time. And how has it affected your life? Somehow, suddenly, all of a sudden, a bunch of pandering, horrible, evil GOP leaders have decided to make it an issue and pour kerosene on it and tell you, look, they're taking away your Jesus because they're going to let some trans people use the fucking bathroom they want to. And then you produce this moron.
Bill in American history, which I think he caused intentionally. He gave us transvestites that we look like a national freak show out of a sideshow of a circus. 500,000 people slaughtered in Syria, immigrants all over the place, all terrorists running all over everywhere.
Immigrants all over the place, all terrorists running all over. This is their mindset. This poor deluded moron is terrified by the propaganda that she's being fed by these right wing nut jobs, by the Mercers, by the Sinclairs Sinclair Media of the world, by Rupert fucking Murdoch and the goddamn Fox News. I'll get to this and then we'll talk about this right wing nut job media conglomerate that may be forming or congealing over to the right of Fox. They think Fox is too libtard these days.
Or you could imagine, all because of him, 7,000 military personnel gave their life to give up Iraq from that other idiot, George Bush, who told us.
Oh, well, okay. Concur.
There was chemical weapons, and he gave everything, took us home, and gave it all to ISIS. And now you want to talk about Donald Trump? We are so grateful for Donald Trump as anybody, including you or those fucking communists up there for 500 CEOs. I mean,
CEOs are communists, which is a really, really interesting stretch if you want to look at what communism actually means. But it just goes to show the ignorance of the... She's conflating all these things together. The ISIS and the CEOs and blah, 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 blah. Thanks, Fox News. Thanks, Breitbart. Thanks, Alex Jones.
And now you want to talk about Donald Trump? We are so grateful for Donald Trump as anybody, including you or those fucking communists up there for 500 CEOs, I mean, Congress and senators, who are guilty of treason, touches one fucking hair on his head, you better know where to go, because the military's going to go in there and arrest you for treason. We'll make citizens' arrests. We'll come up there and make citizens' arrests and put you all in jail where you belong.
Oh, there we go, sweetheart. There we go, Granny. I'm sure she's got kids. We're going to make citizens' arrests and go up and arrest you guys up there. We're going to come get you. She's talking to, like, a journalist. She's talking to a guy that all he's doing is writing opinion about the shitbag in chief that we have. Terrifying fascism, man. Terrifying. The silencing of the media, the demonization of the media, all this shit. We got to stand strong. My cockles were warmed and tickled over the weekend by what happened in Boston when the some right-wing dirtbags were going to have a rally under the guise of free speech. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to gild the turd with calling these rallies free speech. Well, it's free speech what we're saying, which they do have, and counter protesters have the free speech to counter protest. We don't advocate violence. We don't condone violence. But when Trump said that the Charlottesville, the other side didn't even have a permit. That's a fucking lie. They did. The counter protesters had filed a permit and got it approved. And Boston's obviously a different place than Charlottesville, but Charlottesville, from what I understand, is kind of a liberal-ish town. I think Clinton won that area because of the college-y nature of it. You know, those liberal factories where they indoctrinate kids by, I don't know, teaching them how to think critically. But the Boston. I don't know what they thought they were going to get away with. And they didn't get away with much. It was really a great scene to see, first of all, nut job after nut job drop out their speakers that they had. And for them to say, oh, it's just a free speech rally, yet they invited all of these, like, alt-right twunt wads to speak, that the other First Amendment lovers and who also love equality and fairness and I don't know, have empathy and shit, had just as much of a right to counter protest. The fact that they all dropped off, all the right wingers, and it ended up being like a few dozen, I think like 30 people or something. Not even I heard less that ended up in the Boston Commons, in the park in the middle under the gazebo, surrounded by 20,000 people. There were even times where I heard anecdotally that people were not able to get in. A couple of the MAGA hat wearers or whatever were having trouble trying to get through the crowds, and that cops either had to escort them, or in a couple instances, some liberals escorted them through the crowd because they have the right to have their little protest. I don't believe there was any violence, although there were minor skirmishes when the police were trying to disperse the crowd at the end, to look at Fox News, to look at Breitbart. Antifa took over Boston and launched a horrific assault upon the police. I was watching live. There were occasional skirmishes. There was the occasional dickwad. The police would run in, bag him, grab him, drag him back behind their line. It looks bad, but there was not widespread giant attacks or anything. There was a tiny handful. When you've got 20,000 plus people, you're going to get a fucking agitator or two, and the police actually did a really good fucking job of handling it we're looking at you, Charlottesville. Here's some more of this woman. Prepare your ear holes. It just keeps going on. Don't forget, they're coming. The citizens' arrest is the last threat.
For Donald Trump, if anybody, including you or those fucking communists up there, for 500 CEOs, I mean Congress and senators, who are guilty of treason, touches one fucking hair on his head, you better know where to go, because the military's going to go in there and arrest you for treason. We'll make citizens arrest.
The military is going to go in and arrest you for treason. And notice she said, if you were the members of Congress, you the CEOs or the members of Congress, touch a hair on his head, the military is going to come in and arrest you. We're going to make citizens arrest on you guys. Ooh, terrifying.
Come up there and make citizens arrest and put you all in jail where you belong.
You're all
a bunch of corrupt old hags. That's just what you are. Half of you belong in hospice. Half of you belong in jail. You are disgusting. We loathe you. Mitt Romney, he gave up. He took a dive for Barack Obama. You think we don't know that?
I don't know what the fuck she is listening to. Mitt Romney took a dive for Barack Obama. I mean, not only this is worse than Foxitis. I think this person, now I'm pretty convinced that this person will be one who thinks that Fox has been taken over by the libtards. I think she's too far gone. With Obama caused the BP oil spill and stuff like that. This, she's batshit. But she represents that 25% hardcore. Can he say that they strongly support him still in the Republican Party or something like that? Even though he still has, 70-something% approval overall in his party and dropping, there's that hardcore that's like about, 25%. And this is obviously one of them. Or a really good actress hired by Vladimir Putin.
For treason, we'll make citizens arrest. We'll come up there and make citizens arrest and put you all in jail where you belong. You're all a bunch of corrupt old hags. That's just what you are. Half of you belong in hospice. Half of you belong in jail. You are disgusting. We loathe you. Mitt Romney, he gave up. He took a dive for Barack Obama. You think we don't know that? So that Barack Obama could be this big one to do all the globalism? We don't need global. In fact, we don't need you. We don't need any of your companies. We'll start from scratch. All of you should be in jail. Jamie Dimon, everybody, you took all the money, you corrupted the system, and don't think that we don't know that George Bush was set up.
See, that's why, I'll put my tinfoil hat on, that's why these the elite are pouring kerosene on these fires of racism and all this other shit, keeping morons like this woman attacking us for, I don't know, liking civil rights and shit. When actually, when you listen to what she says and what she's bitching about, it's income and it's economic inequality. And that's kind of the root of like where a lot of where she's come from. I'm sure she's a racist and I'm sure she's probably got some anti-Semitic-y sprinkles in there, too. But and other horrific things, obviously anti-gay, anti-LGBT, etc. But I don't know if those issues would be as those nerves would be as raw with these people if it weren't for a lot of the fact of the fact that she can't pay her bills anymore, or her husband can't pay his bills anymore, or whatever, or things like that. I just think when some of these idiots talk about making America great again, they really are thinking back to when I could work 40 hours a week and have kids and put them through college. And that just doesn't exist anymore unless you're making a lot of money.
Up, and that was intentional by Barack Obama. And don't forget Mr. Soros, John Kasich, all the usuals. Mitch McConnell is so corrupt that I don't even know how he looks at himself in the mirror.
So these people are mad at everybody. And I get it. but they're being fleeced. This woman is obviously fleeced by right-wing loony media, and whatever tendencies she's got, the racisty or the maybe a little too Jesus-y, et cetera, therefore hating gay people, they've artfully and brilliantly tweaked and poured kerosene on to create frothing monsters like this woman.
And don't forget Mr. Sorbus, John Kasich, all the usuals. Mitch McConnell is so corrupt that I don't even know how he looks at himself in the mirror. So don't give us no goddamn lecture about what Trump is going to do. He'll never leave his country. He'll never betray his country. He'll never leave the American people, and we'll never leave him. So you got that straight? And if we did they want to leave, then we're forever grateful for him for giving up everything he had, a good life, and putting it on the line, not even taking his salary, okay, for trying to save his country. There is such a thing as called love of country, all right? And nobody, here's another little thing for you, there's nobody in this world that's going to come on American soil and take down American history.
Oh, boy, here we go. So much there. This deification of Trump, he's, for some reason, they think he's like one of them. Because he said, look, I tell it like it is. I'm not PC. I say the horrible shit I want to say. It comes out of my mouth. And people like this are like, yeah, like me. I say the horrible shit I want to say, too. Maybe we don't, like, need that in a president. That maybe that's an admirable quality in, I don't know, a chief of staff. Maybe you need somebody like that, a bulldog, to kind of run shit like that. But the president of the United States needs to not be that.
Such a thing is called love of country, all right? And nobody, here's another little thing for you. There's nobody in this world that's going to come on American soil and take down American history. Not as long as we have a breath left in our body. We've been in Vietnam. We saw that other traitor, John McCain, spill his guts.
Now he's a traitor, John McCain.
Left in our body. We've been in Vietnam. We saw that other traitor, John McCain, spill his guts and get a pardon from Nixon. And now you think you're going to come here and tell us about Donald Trump? You'll never see that day, buddy boy. You could take your energy project and go to North Korea. Go tell them how to make clean energy, okay? He'll chop you up like mincemeat and put you in a pincho. We are so sick of you CEOs, you traitors. We're sick of your congressmen. We're sick of all...
You CEOs, your CEOs. I don't know who she thinks she's talking to. This guy's an author and a journalist, but she's venting at the CEOs, at Congress. She hates everybody. They hate everybody. And what is she talking about when she's saying, we're taking
it back? Tell us about Donald Trump. You'll never see that day, buddy boy. You could take your energy project and go to North Korea. Go tell them how to make clean energy, okay? He'll chop you up like mincemeat and put you in a pincho. We are so sick of you CEOs, you traitors. We're sick of your congressmen. We're sick of all of you. You should all be ashamed of yourself. I don't know how. What a bunch of phonies. Lie right to the American people.
Right. Yes, we agree. They've been lying to you. They've been lying to you, telling you that they're going to be able to rip out Obamacare root and branch. Like me, I'm going to make sure that we get rid of that totally, when they knew they could not, especially when Obama was still president and they didn't have the power to override his veto. A real leader, an ethical person would say, look, it can't be done. We don't have the numbers right now, so the best we could do is try to make work what we have. No. Our way or the highway. That's un-American.
Trash your own constitution. We fed you for 100 years. We fed you. You took all your businesses and went other places. Indians running all over the place over here. We are so fed.
We fed you for 100 years, and now all the businesses are running away, and there's a lot of Indians running around. This woman is really far gone.
Took all all your businesses and went other places. Indians running all over the place over here. We are so fed up with you. We'll never leave Trump. We're the wind beneath his wings. He's a man, M-A-N, and we haven't seen one for a long time, okay? We have transvestites running around with lipstick wanting to know what bathroom you got to use. It looks like a goddamn freak show. You destroyed this nation, and now you think you're going to take down Donald Trump? No way. There's no way. He has but to say one word. That's it. One word. We're ready.
Oh, that's pretty scary. That's pretty ominous. And you see it in these militias. You see it in these fucking tiki torch bearers. There's murmurs of these assholes saying that, well, even if he's legally removed through the impeachment process or whatever, that's really the only way he could be removed, or the 25th Amendment, that these assholes are threatening violence. These assholes are threatening a revolution.
And now you think you're going to take down Donald Trump? No way. There's no way. He has but to say one word. That's it. One word. We're ready. Ready and waiting. We're waiting here, because if Nancy Pelosi don't shut her mouth, she's going to be the first one to get locked up and put in jail, along with that other communist bastard, Clinton. Oh, my God. What kind of people are you? I mean, really, I just never saw anything like, how much money do you need? How much power do you need?
Who the fuck is she talking to? I mean, this is really the amazing job that the Koch brothers and their ilk have done with the poisoning of the minds of the right. And when they're like, these aren't the droids you're looking for, when they are the droids you're looking for. The Kochs and their ilk are the problem, sucking the value out of this country. I've said it. All you got to do is look at that one chart with three or four lines on it, depending. You look at from... since the Great Depression, look at hours worked, average hours worked, look at average productivity per worker, both climbing. So everybody's working more hours, everybody's working harder and producing more. Look at corporate profits, also climbing, and then look at wages. And you'll see that average wages, especially for middle and lower income people, or mainly for middle and lower income people, have remained stagnant. While everything else has gone up, they're working more, they're working harder, the corporations are getting richer. That money ain't trickling down and has never and won't, because you've got people playing fucking Monopoly with the world. And it's just that simple. I would love to ask a Koch, why do you need $10 more billion this year? Why do you need to expand Koch Industries? Why do you feel like you need to take over the country, and that what you think is 100% right, and that the people are dumb and they should not have democracy because they're just going to fuck things up, when really there's an elite group of white men that should be able to run everything, because we're the ones who make a lot of money. Fuck you.
Been put in jail along with that other communist bastard, Clinton. Oh, my God. What kind of people are you? I mean, really, I just never saw anything like, how much money do you need? How much power do you need? How much corruption can you stomach?
Yes.
I don't understand. I really...
So if we can somehow... if there's a way to break through and get to these people and turn their tiny little empty heads toward the light to see exactly the person that is distracting them, they will see that it is the ultra rich, that it is the corporations, the sociopathic entities that we've created, these monsters who exist solely to suck the life out of the economy and distribute it to a small group of people, and exploit the hardworking people.
don't understand how you could sell out your country to a bunch of communist pigs.
Well, there you go.
Communist pigs, terrorists running all over. You have more respect for ISIS, Miss Pelosi, and we don't call them terrorists now. We have to call it workplace violence.
What terrorists have been... The last terrorist attack here happened in Charlottesville. So I don't think that was the ISIS.
Over. You have more respect for ISIS, Miss Pelosi, and we don't call them terrorists now. We have to call it workplace violence, okay? I mean, you people must sit there and play with yourself, because there's nothing that you have ever accomplished in this world without stealing the money from the American people. So get your fucking article and stick it up your ass. You're a piece of shit.
Have a nice day. So there you go. There's a voicemail that was left on the the voicemail that was left for the author Tony Schwartz, the ghost writer of The Art of the Deal, after he was on all the shows predicting that he thinks Trump is going to resign and to try to save face, and that's what prompted that angry voicemail from that loon. So that's the hardcore. I don't know if there's any reaching those people. I mean, is there if Rupert Murdoch finally turns on Trump? If we know Breitbart's kind of turning, all over Breitbart today, the headlines were, a couple of them were going right after Jared and Ivanka. One was about how many vacations they seem to take whenever the shit hits the fan. They're always like, I don't know, I was on a vacation, like Charlottesville. I'm not sure, I was off skiing. So this Bannon network that the stories now that are going out are saying that Bannon sees an opportunity. They say, this is from Axios, unshaven and working from home in cargo shorts, blah, as he moves into Bannon the Barbarian mode. Steve Bannon is allegedly thinking bigger than Breitbart. He sees a massive opening to the right of Fox News. So people are now speculating that he's going to start his own network. His friends think that aren't sure whether it's going to be a standalone TV network or if it's going to be a streaming online only. And before he died in May, word is that Roger Ailes, a member of the Pussy Grabbing Club, had sent word to Bannon that he wanted to start a channel together, which is interesting because everything I read said that Ailes had signed some kind of non-compete, that he wouldn't put anything together to compete with Fox News. I believe that him even calling Bannon and talking about that would have been a violation of the non-compete, but he passed. Sadly, Roger Ailes passed. Bannon believes Fox is heading in a, quote, squishy globalist direction, as the Murdoch sons assume more power. Oh, the cuck sons. One of the sons, decried Nazism and said he was donating $1 million to the Anti-Defamation League. That had to drive Bannon fucking crazy. And, you know, I'm sure the headlines over the Daily Stormer, I don't know where it is. It's somewhere on the internets. You could still find the Daily Stormer. And there was one guy who was, one company is handling, I forget what aspect of their hosting services or checking their spam or something. I forget. But the CEO of the company said, I'm all for First Amendment. He's allowing the Daily Stormer, the neo-Nazi website that was kicked off of GoDaddy and the regular interwebs for a little while, because they posted a story saying the victim of the Charlotte terrorist attack was I believe the term fat slut was used or something like that. just horrible, heinous subhumans over there on the Nazi right. So now that Bannon is out and he's got those Mercers, those billionaire Mercers who helped put Trump in the White House, those creepy Christo-fascist billionaires who really in the last election make the Koch brothers look benign. These Mercers allegedly might provide some of the capital to start up this new Bannon news entity, whether it's either on the real television or if it's just streaming online. The reality, they're saying that Bannon is going to go nuclear on former colleagues that he calls the West Wing Democrats, which are Jared and Ivanka, which he refers to them one word, one couple word, Javanka. Allegedly, Bannon refers to them as Javanka when they're not around. He's going after economic advisor Gary Cohn. And he's going after the deputy national security advisor, Dina Powell. Again, I don't know why he's got a hard-on for her. Also hates him some McMaster. And allegedly, Bannon is also now a little pissed at Kelly. And again, if you go over to Breitbart and you see the headlines over there, that seems to be the case, going after McMaster, going after definitely Jared and Ivanka. It's kind of funny. Sit back and watch, everybody. If Bannon thinks that Trump is no longer useful, they're just going to launch and create chaos, which is what kind of what Bannon wants. He'll go off and create his own empire, and hopefully, I don't know, maybe he wants to be king. Maybe he really wants to be the grand poobah behind everything. Creepy. There's also a story that Bannon, the Bannon leaving deal had been kind of set for a couple of weeks, that they had even possibly planned on him going when he did, in shortly after the first anniversary of him, I guess, signing on or whatever. But he said that after the story is that after the horrific events in Charlottesville, that Bannon had said, well, OK, let's wait a little bit now. Let's wait till the end of the month. Otherwise, it's going to make it look like you're getting rid of me in because of the Charlottesville thing. So Bannon was like, I don't want to be the neo-Nazi scapegoat, I guess, is what he was thinking. That they had allegedly agreed to that deal. Okay, well, we'll wait till the end of the month now to announce that you're going. When the Bannon made that phone call to that journalist the other day that we talked about in last week's, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to crabdiving.com, listen to previous episodes, leave us good reviews and shit. It really does help out. But that Bannon had scuttled by calling this that journalist and spouting off about who his enemies were and well, he's going to get this done and all this done. And even though I think at the time he kind of knew he was going, I'm sure it's part of his evil master plan. I'm sure Bannon did it on purpose to rile up the right, because if he probably realized that he's better off being a martyr to all the lunatics over at Breitbart and on the right than being the guy that, you know, well, it's just not a good fit, I'm going to leave and blah, blah, blah. So that he may have thought better of the amicable breakup by calling that journalist and spouting off that shit, knowing it was going to be printed and that the White House would be pissed about it, that he might have planted that little seed, that little bomb himself, so that he could be made the martyr. He could be fired. And sure enough, over at Breitbart, it's if you want to, again, put on a hazmat go down, find the story that broke when Bannon actually left and read the thousands. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of comments, most of them but hurt about, oh, how could they do this to Bannon? How could they do this to him? Now it's on. It's on. There are a few that are holding on saying, well, he's still going to work for Trump, but it's stronger now. I think if Bannon, Trump was a useful idiot to him, and if Bannon discovers that Trump is going to turn on him or even not give him his way, I think he'll turn on Trump and, I don't know, try to create as much chaos as possible, because that's what Bannon likes. He's looking forward to that apocalypse, just like some people in Alabama today when the eclipse went over. It's somebody's sucking somebody's dick in Mobile. Dick Gregory, Jerry Lewis, no longer with us. Sad news. Both legends, both in their 90s. Good, long runs. I don't know. That's about all I got to say on that. Sorry to their families, and thanks for their contributions. Jerry Lewis, allegedly a little bit of a dick in his later years. I don't know if that's true. Dick Gregory, from what I heard, pretty really cool guy, but regardless, RIP to both of them. Bannon also is I already talked about that. He's going to be doing his own thing, possibly over at the Breitbart, but possibly turning it into even another new network. We'll keep our ear holes pressed for that. Keep following us here on the show. Alex Jones, I mentioned him earlier. You may have heard of him before. Alex Jones spouting off, of course. And this one is as to be expected. God, they really, really have to do some amazing twists and turns and batshit bullshit. Here's Alex Jones. I don't know where he's filming this. This is like on an iPhone. He looks like he's in a hotel room or something. I don't know where the hell he is, but apparently he's got to crank out the content. He's got to sell dick pills and supplements and power generators for the apocalypse when all the brown people take over. Here's Alex Jones talking about what happened in Charlottesville, holding up his own phone, walking around, I don't know, in some fucking hotel room.
Look at this statistic, USA crime statistics. Blacks killed by whites, 2%. Blacks killed by police, 1%. Whites killed by police, 3%. Whites killed by whites, 16%. Whites killed by blacks, 81%. 81% of whites killed was by blacks. Blacks killed by blacks, 97%.
So he's got a meme open on his laptop or whatever the fuck he's got going there, and it is... exactly. I believe it is the exact meme that during the campaign at one point, Trump had retweeted, and it's a lie. The numbers are just not accurate. It's just a lie. It's a fake meme. They pulled statistics from one thing that doesn't compare to another, and they dropped it in there. Like whites killed by blacks is 86% or whatever. It's a lie. So this meme is absolutely debunked and untrue.
It was about blacks. Blacks killed by blacks, 97%. And that's the same number today. I mean, if you're worried about black people, you'd be worried about black folks killing you. But see, it doesn't matter. You get a couple hundred blacks getting killed every year by cops, and sometimes it's wrong. You'd think that's the end of the world. You don't have
couple hundred blacks get killed by cops. Sometimes it's wrong. You'd think that was the end of the world. Well, you know what? Yeah, innocent people getting killed is kind of the end of the world, Alex, on all sides.
Sometimes it's wrong. You'd think that's the end of the world. You don't have black groups talking about vaccines and blacks getting forcibly injected. Or the abortions, getting rid of half their population or more. You don't hear about all that real stuff. There are a lot of great black people out there, but they have filled a lot of black folks full of anti-white racism.
There's a lot of great black people out there, but but they filled a lot of them with anti-white people racism. Of course, nobody's filled the white people with anti-black people racism. That stuff's all gone. Proof that none of those white boys in the skinny jeans and the polo shirts, they weren't racist. They just liked that statue.
You don't hear about all that real stuff. There are a lot of great black people out there, but they have filled a lot of black folks full of anti-white racism, and the media is promoting it, and the attacks on whites are all over the place and intensifying. Just like we've had hundreds stabbed and 15 dead and hundreds run over. It's not even in the news now with Muslim attacks, but one woman getting run over by a guy that turns out is an Obama supporter. The guy leading the thing was an Obama.
So he's claiming that there are apparent Muslim attacks happening that we're not hearing about. Left and right, cars are getting running people over. You don't even hear it anymore. But one woman gets run over by a guy from the right. I would like Alex to produce these stories.
But one woman getting run over by a guy that turns out is an Obama supporter. The guy leading the thing was an Obama supporter, a Black Lives Matter leader.
So now he's somehow saying that the guy in the car was an Obama supporter, that the person who led the coalition of right-wing dickholery that met in Charlottesville that incited all of this shit is an Obama supporter. I have seen that bullshit in the deepest sewers of right-wing fuckwatery out there. Apparently, Alex Jones, that's where he also hangs out.
Getting run over by a guy that turns out is an Obama supporter. The guy leading the thing was an Obama supporter, a Black Lives Matter leader, an Occupy leader. The other white supremacists tied in with the groups. And they caught the State Department on TV, CIA people, being the first witnesses. I mean, it's like, whoa, at this point. I mean, they are trying to get us all killing each other. And it doesn't get me ahead if something bad happens to a black person or a white person or period. I try to get rid of minimum sentencing for blacks, where they end up getting put in jail more for illegal drugs than white people. That's a bunch of bull. And there is.
Well, okay. All right. We'll toss you a cookie, Alex.
Where they end up getting put in jail more for illegal drugs than white people. That's a bunch of bull. And there is some systemic racism and problems. But that was older systems. Now the globalists are flipping it to make it even worse and then make it where white people are the devil. And that's not right either. And it's not. It's just going to make white people racist.
Oh, it's the globalists' fault for pointing out racism. That's making them more racist, goddammit. And all you got to do is listen to that voicemail that lunatic left on Tony Schwartz's voicemail. And that's true. That the more you call them out on their racism, the angrier they get, and the more they think you're the racist. I'm rubber, you're glue. And we have that type of person in the fucking White House right now. No, you're the puppet. You're the puppet. Remember that from the debate when Hillary Clinton called out Donald Trump for being a Putin puppet? No, you're the puppet. You're the puppet. I'm rubber, you're glue.
White people are the devil, and that's not right either. And it's not. It's just going to make white people racist, which is going to put us all in our own little prisons. Just like in a prison, the white area, the black area, the Hispanic area, the Asian area. That's what the globalists want. And we've got to be conscious of this. We've got to be aware of this. We've got to understand it, but also understand the horrible.
It's literally just the opposite. We're all into that whole living together thing. Globalists. That's what the globalists want. They want everybody living separately. It's just the opposite. The coolest neighborhood I lived in was that neighborhood in Los Angeles, which had multiple different ethnicities and at different religions. I've said it a million times on the show before. One time I went to the store and I heard five different languages being spoken at my local grocery store. And I thought that was the coolest fucking thing ever. I wasn't afraid. I didn't think, oh my God, my history. Oh my God, my white DNA. I can't even walk into this store. I'm going to be turning brown and my seed may become less white. Fuck that bullshit. Why would I don't understand. Let's ask all those snowflakes that were marching with tiki fucking torches. Why do they feel like they have to subsume the cultural accomplishments of old white dead guys of dead white guys, I should say. They're not even old. They're gone. Why are you taking props for, I don't know, Isaac Newton discovering physics? Why are you taking props for Henry Ford inventing the assembly line and putting together cars and shit? Who the fuck are you? Why are you taking credit for this? It has nothing to do with your skin color, you fucking moron.
Racism being spewed by the Brian Stelters of the world. That guy takes himself seriously.
So there you go. Alex Jones, somehow the neo-Nazi who ran over that poor woman in Charlottesville was in reality an Obama supporter. And also the guy that put together the whole dealio, they tried to claim him as some sort of Obama supporter also. And I that's like in some of the depths of the real right-wing nut jobbery I see. They were like, well, wait a minute, this guy, turns out this guy worked for so-and-so who worked for so-and-so who worked for so-and-so. I've also got, so that's Alex Jones ringing in on what he thought had happened in Charlottesville. We've got some news, some statues be going bye-bye today. Maybe the eclipse will cover up a lot of the news or this news, but at the University of Texas apparently is the latest in a string now of places that are pulling down Confederate statues. This one was not torn down by a mob. There's four Confederate leaders were taken out by the university itself at the University of Texas at Austin. The president of the university, Greg Fenves, said that statues of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, General Albert Sidney Johnston, Postmaster John H. Reagan, and James Stephen Hogg. Too fucking awesome. H-O-G-G. Boss Hogg. Texas's first native-born governor and a son of a Confederate general. Those would be removed from the school's South Mall. Fenves said in a statement, erected during the period of Jim Crow laws and segregation, the statues represent the subjugation of African Americans. That remains true today for white supremacists who use them to symbolize hatred and bigotry. This is true. When these snowflakes try to tell you, oh, my heritage, this is about honoring a brave man and honoring all those Americans who died fighting, even though, you know, they didn't necessarily believe that in the slavery, they were just around and they got conscripted. They had to fight. You'll note that a vast majority, there's a chart up if you Google it. There's a chart up. We might have put it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, that shows when the vast majority of these Confederate statues, memorials went up. Also, school namings, Robert E. Lee School. And you can see on the calendar, on this chart, that there was a massive spike in memorials and schools and shit like that happening right after the Jim Crow laws, right in the Jim Crow era, which basically was the separate but equal era when the horrible Supreme Court said blacks really aren't totally people. I mean, they're kind of people, but, you know, not totally, and not totally equal rights. I mean, let's be real here. And then, so a bunch of Confederate statues and shit went up as a fuck you to black people and to liberals. Fuck you. We're in charge. I'm going to put up Robert E. Lee on a horse leading people. He led people to fight to keep you in chains. Remember that. They went up right after Jim Crow. And then again, in the late 50s and 60s, during and after the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act were passed. Again, another finger, middle finger in the air from the butthurt South that they lost the goddamn Civil War. And fuck you, we're just letting you know, we still don't think Negroes are equal. That's why these statues went up. And I don't, again, it's interesting if you try to talk to one of these people that you can, I don't know, reason with, if you can find one that has a hard-on for these Confederate flag and stuff and my heritage, ask them, what does that symbol mean to you? What does it mean? And then when you try to point out that these statues went up during the Jim Crow era, no, that ain't what it's about. It's honoring the dead. It's just they've deluded themselves, and it's become a wedge issue. Donald Trump, for no reason other than a glitter bomb, other than, oh, don't pay attention to the fact that I didn't say bad things about the neo-Nazis and about David Duke. Don't say anything about that. Ignore that. What about the statues coming down? Is Lincoln next? Is Washington next? They're going to tear down Mickey Mouse from Disney. Is that next? Fucking asshole. So these statues, kudos to the University of Texas for taking down these horrible statues. Again, people are like, well, butthurt, you was just walking by a statue. What about our heritage? Imagine being a black person and walking by that statue. They're not teachable. There's no sign that says this man broke his oath to the Constitution of the United States in order to wage war against it, in order to preserve slavery. They don't have signs like that. It says, Rob the Honorable Robert E. Lee, brave warrior, fought at this battle. You know, I mean, they venerate them on these monuments. It's not a teachable moment. They belong in museums. Nobody's, there are no statues of Hitler or Nazis or any Nazis in Germany. People remember him. Trust me, he's remembered. Okay. And the Nazis are remembered okay. And there is Nazi shit in museums where they fucking belong. Same with these Confederate statues. In museums where they belong. Also, another statue went bye-bye. This one was in the state of Maryland. And in fact, the one in Maryland was actually the judge, the Supreme Court justice. It was a statue of the Supreme Court justice who handed down that Dred Scott decision. The U.S. Supreme Court justice who wrote the 1857 Dred Scott decision upholding slavery, denying citizenship to African Americans was removed from the grounds of the Maryland State House early Friday. I think I said Dred Scott era earlier. I meant the Reconstruction era. The statue of Roger B. Taney was taken away at about 2 a.m. Look what we have to do. The adults have to hide in the middle of the night and scurry out to remove these statues of hate because of the lunatics, because of the threats of violence. Remember in Louisiana, we found out that the reason, well, first of all, they couldn't find a contractor that would do it because every contractor in town that had cranes big enough to haul away these fucking statues had received death threats if they were to participate. They finally found people that would work. They covered up the names of their trucks. They wore masks. And they snuck in the middle of the night to take down these Civil War statues honoring the Civil War. There was one in Louisiana that was up in a neighborhood commemorating a spot where, wasn't it the spot where they had overthrown the duly elected black lieutenant governor or something like that? And they were proudly put up a monument, of course, in the Reconstruction era or in the Civil Rights era. And they, of course, put up the Plessy versus Ferguson was the separate but equal, wasn't it? That they put that thing up during that time to commemorate this battle that happened, this siege where the neighbors revolted against the evil northerner influence. So how could a black person walking in that neighborhood look at this monument and it's not to history, they're venerating it. But people are losing their fucking minds. They're going crazy. MyHeritage, and the president is one of them. And he is, again, stoking the fires and pouring kerosene on everything to get his Trumpansy base all fired up. There is a petition. There's a couple petitions out there. I saw one petition where one of these petitions to the president, you know, where you can petition the White House, and if it gets over a certain number of signatures, then they address it. They don't necessarily have to do anything with it, but they'll answer it. One of those, I believe, is reaching the point where they're going to answer it if it hasn't passed it already. But the question is, when are you going to declare Antifa a terrorist organization? So we can't wait to see that when that one happens. But there is a new online petition that passed its target of 10,000 to have a Confederate monument in Portsmouth, Virginia, replaced with a, they want a statue of a Portsmouth native rapper icon, Missy Elliott. As of Sunday morning, so I'm assuming it probably has passed, but as of Sunday morning, according to this story at Vice, the petition was just a couple dozen signatures shy from its target. Quote, who better to encapsulate the culture and spirit of the city enshrined in the new monument than Grammy Award-winning rapper, dancer, and record producer Missy Misdemeanor Elliott? It's on the change.org page. Before she was Missy Misdemeanor, she was Melissa Arnett Elliott, born in 1971 in Portsmouth, from humble beginnings as the only child of a power company dispatcher and a welder. At Portsmouth's lauded naval shipyard, she rose to become a platinum recording artist with over 30 million albums sold, all this without once owning a slave. So we'll see what happens. When the petition hits a target, they will forward them to the mayor, vice mayor, and city council of Portsmouth, Virginia. Replace the Confederate statue. I think if you Google it, you could probably find it still. Over at change.org, you can sign that shit, especially if you're living in Portsmouth. I would assume your opinion matters the most. So definitely sign that shit and remove a Confederate statue, replace it with Missy Elliott. That would be not only spectacular for Missy's contributions, but also for the butthurtitude that it would cause. And the knotted, twisted taints on the right, they would lose their fucking minds. And that would be well worth it. Don't forget, you can, about a half hour here left on the big show. Don't forget, you can help us out. Screaming Liberal Media, buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. And participate, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Share us and leave good reviews and shit. It really does make a difference. It helps us out here, and thanks to those that have. Brian will be back tomorrow. If you're wondering why I've been a yammering on by my lonesome here, Ryan's out traveling, And we'll be back tomorrow. Back to normal, everybody. I look forward to having him back here on the show. Scary, scary. We talked a little bit earlier about, talked about stories before about this growing fascism and, oh my God, hyperbole and shit. Well, you know, it stopped being hyperbole when the months have passed here in the Trumpian regime, as more and more little check boxes kind of getting ticked off as to the things that happen when you're on your way to having the fascists take over, at least things that Trump would try to do, want to do, has done. There's another story out there, too, that some of these White House staffers were asked anonymously, like, how can you stay on, especially now after Charlottesville? Like, I mean, morally, how could you fucking stay on? And that they interviewed a bunch of these anonymous White House staffers, of some of them allegedly higher up, who have basically said, well, there's a bunch of different reasons, but one of the big ones is that they're trying to prevent a lot of damage from me being done. People are saying that Kelly shouldn't quit, even though he's a man of honor, allegedly, and he should have just left when Trump went on that ridiculous, there's both sides, okay, bullshit rant about what happened in Charlottesville, that Kelly should have gone. But then others are saying, well, no, if he is even in the tiniest bit of mitigating force, if he'll keep Trump from pressing the button, that we'll forgive him his scruples a little bit to try to keep Trump from ramming us multiple times into an iceberg, backing up and ramming us into it again, and then backing up and ramming us into it again. The quote is, you have no idea how much crazy stuff we kill, was basically that's a quote, but that's also the vibe of kind of the most popular response to these White House officials. Half a dozen, it says, senior administration officials who are dismayed, but range from dismayed but certain to stay to disgusted and possibly to soon leave. So this was over at Axios. And the most common response centered on the urgent importance of having smart, sane people around Trump to fight against his worst impulses. Some of these people say that if they weren't there, we would already be at a trade war with China. There would be massive deportations going on, and there would be a government shutdown to force construction of the wall that Trump was all for, saying, fuck it, we're going to shut the government down if the Democrats won't vote to help us build the wall. We'll shut it all down. And these people are claiming that they've mitigated shit like that happening. Some people talk about their reluctance to leave their friends and colleagues who are doing that, who are fighting the good fight. Quote, General Mattis needs us, is the kind of thing that some of them say. They point out that together they've learned how to ignore Trump's rhetoric and at times collectively steer him to more conventional policy responses. So I guess when all the books come out and everything, are we going to learn that some of these people averted a lot of shit? And good God, what did they avert? If the bullshit that has been getting out and has been tried, the ridiculous ban, a transgender ban, the Muslim ban, horrible. These things that they've tried have gone out. God knows what would be unleashed if this is true, that these people have been some kind of a dampening force on Trump's fucking urges, impulses, and base personality. Some of them unabashedly like the power. I guess I give them kudos for being honest about it, that even though they're in a administration with the Republican Party just crapped out a steaming, nasty, eats way too much meat smelling turd, an orange turd. And holy, what a shocker. It attracted every shit dweller on the planet to go work for him. Who's surprised that you end up with a bunch of horrific, horrible people trying to get things done, and that some of them would just sell their scruples, if they had any, in order to try to get their agenda? So some of them just still like the power, that even though Trump's a shitstorm, maybe they agree with some of the other stuff that he might get done, and they're okay with him, I don't know, cozying up to Nazis, nuzzling up under the breasts of the moobs of Uncle Nipples, Putin, and all the other horrible shit that he's done. And some of them actually say, some of these staffers that they interviewed over at Axios say that Trump isn't as evil as people think. Every single one of them, it says, talked up the president as being more reasonable off of television and off of Twitter than when he's on it, and that it gives them some hope, although, quote, almost all increasingly say it's fleeting, that he will listen to his better angels, or at least possibly Ivanka, which reports were saying, by the way, BT dubs, that Ivanka may have been one of the main ones who tried to get Bannon out of there, and that she's possibly claiming victory on this one, on the ouster of Bannon. And that's why Bannon and the Breitbartians are going to war against the libtards in the West Wing, the Democrats and the globalists, as Steve Bannon calls them. I've got another story here. This is, I apologize, everyone. Prepare your ear holes, grab some tampons, because your ears are going to bleed. Cram them in there. Not only is this a Fox, quote, news, unquote, clip, but my apologies of apologies, it's fucking Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters, who is now a co-host. He used to be Dildo Riley's little lap fuck, who would run around, and he's famous for doing the man on the street interviews, the ambush interviews, usually targeting, I don't know, people who don't speak English to make fun of them, minorities, old people, you know, really, really funny, funny stuff. He's the guy who did the Even the network was forced to kind of back away from him and apologize when he did a piece about Chinese Americans went to Chinatown and walked up to people. And one is a woman who an elderly woman smiling at him. She obviously speaks very little, if any, English. And he walks up to her and asks her a question, I don't know, about current foreign policy. And then when she looks at him, obviously not understanding what he says, they play something like this. Whoa, whoa, that Jesse Waters is quite a yucky guy. I mean, a yuck fest guy, right? And a yucky guy. Anyway, Jesse Waters, after Dildo went bye-bye, doing his own thing now, on a podcast, I'm sure. All of you are also listen to that if you listen to this show. But now Jesse Waters is one of the co-hosts on one of their roundtable shows. He fills the white dickwad seat that there seems to be a lot of over at Fox. And so now he's talking about here's Jesse Waters talking about what's going on with the Confederate war memorials, and it just makes my head explode, the fucking moronitude of this argument that he uses. It's all over.
Dismantling America's history, that is the subject of tonight's Waters words. Okay. President Trump said this on the heels of the Charlottesville attack, which began over the removal of a Robert E. Lee statue, the famous Confederate Army general.
This week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop?
Apparently, Wharton School of Business doesn't have any kind of requirement for American History 101. If it did, apparently Donnie here paid no fucking attention to equate. I know to any of our intelligent, wonderful, sane, empathic listeners, I don't have to explain that there is not a moral equivalence between a monument venerating Stonewall Jackson, Robert E. Lee, for breaking their oaths to the Constitution of the United States of America and leading a foreign adversary against the United States of America, equating them to the guys that fought to create the country, to oppose tyranny, even though when they said all men are created equal, they meant white penis owners. They still had a good idea going, and we've done our best to, I think I heard Chris Matthews say this, to continually expand the definition of men in all men are created equal. And hopefully until and when, I mean, not until everyone is created equal, that people, we all view each other as created equal, then things ain't going to be fair in this country at all. So Trump and these idiots equating, slippery sloping it, that, well, what's next? Lincoln? That it's a moronic, ridiculous argument. But of course, here it is on Fox, and it came out of Trump's orange duck face.
This week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop?
Waters World personally believes statues of Confederate war heroes are a part of our nation's history and can serve as important relics to reflect upon.
Sure, put them in a museum. Do not venerate them. Nobody's reflecting upon Stonewall when they go for the laser light show that they have there. People ain't sitting there and reflecting and saying a lot about the what happened with the Civil War. I guess that there is a little bit of edumacation that goes on or whatever in their presentation, but of course it's, pun intended, whitewashed and sugar-coated.
And can serve as important relics to reflect upon, but they are also very divisive, and localities should vote on whether or not they should be removed.
Wow. Half a second of almost enlightenment from Jesse Waters. They are divisive. Well, he understands that. He probably doesn't agree with the reason why they are, but amazingly, he could see that they are divisive. And amazingly, he said that they should be able to vote. Municipalities should be able to vote. Well, then it's interesting then, if he says municipalities should get to vote, why do some of these red states pass these laws saying no? The municipalities cannot vote. Only we can tell you whether you can take down those statues or not. We're looking at you, Alabama. I know you got one of those laws there that a town in Alabama cannot take down any historical monument without state approval. Small government, of course. That's what the Republicans like.
Municipalities should vote on whether or not they should be removed. Leave it up to the people. What I don't like are radicals ripping statues down, as you can see here. Destroying historical monuments is what the Taliban does, not American citizens. Let's also remember that all of these Confederate war heroes were Democrats.
Holy fucking shit. There it is. Let's remember, they were Democrats, everybody. The evil Demtards. Remember, they started the KKK. They're all the racists. Remember, the Democrats are the ones who were all for separate but equal. It was not the Republicans. The Republicans fought against slavery, Lincoln, and all that shit. Let's not forget that the Republicans were the ones who were pushing for civil rights in the 50s, in the late 50s, not the Democrats. And then they ignore the fact that after the civil rights era, the Dixiecrats, the Southern Democrats, were all but hurt over the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act. And they said, fuck you, I don't want to be part of the Negro Party. So they flipped and they became Republicans. I have yet to talk to a Democrat or a liberal or a knowledgeable independent or anybody with a real brain that's not a fucking moron like this Jesse Waters pond scum diaper load. I've yet to meet a person of thought, of reason, that doesn't acknowledge that, yes, Democrats created the KKK. Yes, the Democrats were probably the ones lynching people in the 20s. The Democrats were the ones who opposed the civil rights stuff in the 50s and 60s, the civil rights legislation. And then it flipped. And then it flipped. The ideologies changed. The look up the Southern strategy. Nixon played upon it, spread manure on it to let it flower. Reagan, more manure to let it flower. And then Donald Trump found some Miracle-Gro and poured it all over that shit tree to rise up and get these racists and these the anti-Semites, the Nazis, the KKK, crawl out of their holes and feel emboldened to be able to fucking march in Charlottesville and to march in other places. So Jesse fucking Waters brings up the fact that let's not forget, they were Democrats.
Let's also remember that all of these Confederate war heroes were Democrats. Democrats were the party of slavery. Maybe the left wants to tear down these statues so the country forgets that the Democratic Party enslaved black people.
Oh my fucking God. What a fucking asshole. Maybe the Dems want to take it down because everybody remembers the Dems did. Everybody acknowledges it. You won't find one Democrat, you won't find one liberal, you won't find one progressive who will say, no, you're incorrect, that's a lie, the KKK was not started by the Democrats, or that's a lie. Nobody's going to say that, because you know what, we read a book, we read history, you fuck. We understand what's going on. You're the one who's lying, you're obfuscating, you're stopping history in the 1920s, 30s. You don't realize, you don't keep going and say, hey, yeah, the Democrats started that shit, but somewhere in the 60s, it flipped, and all the racists, all the scum, oozed over to the GOP.
But I actually think many on the left want to destroy any monument of revered historical American leaders.
Ugh.
Vice News tweeted this article, "Let's blow up Mount Rushmore." A bust of Abraham Lincoln in Chicago.
I believe it was posted ironically, but I didn't read what was going on over at Vice. I don't know what the story was, but I'm willing to bet that whoever wrote it didn't literally mean let's bust up Mount Rushmore. Maybe they were trying to make a point and put out that as a title. I'm sure Jesse Waters did not read the article. I didn't either. I'm not going to opine on it. Jesse Waters, of course, uses it as a prime example of the libtards wanting to destroy every monument to every American leader. Where does that come from?
Up Mount Rushmore. A bust of Abraham Lincoln in Chicago was torched And he was the one who freed the slaves. And Chicago is in the land of Lincoln. Open a history book. Liberal analyst Angela Rye on CNN said,
I don't know why a picture or a monument of Lincoln was torched and vandalized. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like the, I agree with Waters about that we shouldn't be just forming mobs and tearing this shit down. Do it the right way. But I don't, he's using, again, this is the typical conservative bullshit conflation of you find one example, you find two examples, therefore everybody. But if you use that on them, incorrect, I mean, we shouldn't do it either. But if you just try to reflect it on them and call out their hypocrisy and say, okay, well, what about Charlotte? Oh, no, you can't say everybody, every conservative think that way. Fucking assholes.
This. George Washington was a slave owner, and we need to call slave owners out for what they are. Whether we think they were protecting American freedom or not, he wasn't protecting my freedom. I wasn't someone who, my ancestors weren't deemed human beings to him. And so to me, I don't care if it's a George Washington statue or a Thomas Jefferson statue or a Robert E. Lee statue. They all need to come down.
Well, okay, that's the opinion of a black woman who has a different cultural experience than we do. Do you think maybe Jesse Waters will have a little bit of empathy there and say, wow, I never thought of it that way. I never thought of the fact that even though George Washington fought for this country and everything, that he never envisioned or even thought about the inclusion of her ancestors or people like her. Maybe I can understand where she's coming from. You think that's what Jesse's going to say?
A George Washington statue or a Thomas Jefferson statue or a Robert E. Lee statue. They all need to come down.
Angela, it's one thing to remove a statue of Robert E. Lee. He was known only for fighting to maintain slavery in the South. George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were.
Oops, it's hanging up here over at the Fox News clip that I was trying to play. I'm going to try to reload it here, but Jesse is about to make a point, but he's about to make a point for us, basically. Let me see if I can get this working. Now I may not be able to get this fucking video working. It's not going to work anymore. But anyway, the main meat of this clip I played for you, which is where Jesse Waters says that he thinks that the Democrats want to take down. Maybe the Democrats want to take. First of all, they want to take down all of them, but maybe they want to take these down because they want everybody to forget that the Democrats were the ones that started the KKK and all that shit. That I see that argument multiple times a day in multiple comments all over the interwebs, especially since what happened in Charlotte and everything. And it is just the stupidest, most moronic, knuckle dragging asshole argument to try to bring up. And when you try to tell, I tried a couple times where I would respond, say, well, actually, you know, in the 60s, the Dixiecrats got angry with the Civil Rights Act. And the Democrats that were the racist KKK Nazi-ish assholes left the Democratic Party because they felt that wasn't their party anymore, and they nuzzled over with the Republicans. Or you try to say, well, of all of the tiki torch bearers that were in Charlotte the other day, how many of those skinny jeaned, tight polo wearing, sassy haircutted, fancy shoe wearing dudes do you think voted for Democrats? How many of them? I'm sure overwhelmingly they voted for Trump. Overwhelmingly they voted Republican. Possibly. Maybe they voted for an independent. Maybe Gary Johnson or something like that. But I would be willing to bet that the party. I'm not saying all racists, I'm not saying all Republicans are racists, but we all know that all the racists these days drift Republican. Sorry to play Jesse fucking Waters for your ear holes. We'll be back tomorrow. Ryan Pfeiffer back. thankfully. Tomorrow, you won't have to listen to me blather on for 2 hours. Tomorrow, Tuesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, and buy shit through our Amazon hole. Help us out. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Bookmark that shit. crabdiving.com/Amazon helps us out. Really does. Thanks all that do. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter or his Instagram at RatedRComedy or to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com. Follow me on the Twitter at Vile Experience, like a little bottle with two with an extra L, V-I-A-L-L, Experience. And don't forget to have a great evening. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
And then be ready to be used as a tool.
Whoa.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.